So firstly, what are some of the biggest ethical concerns around gene editing children when they're still in the womb?
Well, one of them is just safety. If the gene editing, as it, in the Chinese case, it's been in the news recently, is not just going for the purpose of altering the particular child's gene that is going to be reproduced in the germline so that future generations are going to have that alteration too. There's always a danger that there might be risks that something that unexpected might happen. Perhaps the children would have some sort of modification that would harm them and not just help them. So there's that factor about the risk of doing it, but there's also a factor of the social implications, even if nothing goes wrong. One of the social implications would have to do with equality. If it's a very expensive procedure to alter a child's genes, then only very wealthy people will be able to afford it. So if it is possible to do this, to have babies that are more intelligent or healthier or happier, you can see that this would tend to decrease the equality of opportunity of other people. And also, I think it's important to emphasize that there could be implications for relations between parents and children. If children are regarded as more like a consumer product, you know, you order a child with, a particular level of intelligence or less athletic ability from the people who alter genes, and you get your child, and the child isn't interested in using these capacities, or perhaps these capacities don't really materialize. It won't necessarily. You will be very disappointed in that this could affect the way you treat your children, the way you regard your children. Those are some of the implications. There are probably others as well, but certainly some of them that I think that people ought to be worried about when they're thinking about the possibilities of this kind of genetic engineering.
Well, let's start at the most basic level of this one. In terms of medical treatment, we know over the last 100 years, let alone the past few decades, we've seen huge advancements in medical technology, which has, you know, improved the likelihood of children surviving infancy or being stuck with certain debilitating conditions. Gene editing for the sake, purely for the sake of health and lack of disease. Do we run into some concerns there?
Yeah, well, I think that a lot of people would think that gene editing is a very good idea if it's used to treat genetically caused diseases, that this would reduce, you know, this would make a huge difference in reducing suffering. And I'm inclined to agree, although there are some disabled people who wonder if gene therapy is used to wipe out disability, whether this might have a reflection on them as worthy members of society. But apart from that worry, I think that it does seem like a good idea to use genetic technology for therapy. However, there is a bit of a question about the difference between using the therapy and actually enhancing people, making them more intelligent, more athletic, et cetera. What is, after all, a disability? Is it a disability to have a slightly lower than average IQ? Is it a disability to be ugly? There are lots of studies that show that ugly people do not have the same equality of opportunity that people who are good looking have. It's a question of what you want to correct and how far you go.
Well, certainly even without gene editing in the debate already, we see arguments around deaf individuals who have the possibility of having a cochlear implant with their children, allowing their children to hear from birth, and some people have rejected that as a possible step for them to take for their children because they want the children to have the same experiences that they have had.
Yes, and I think that raises the question of what exactly is a disability. I think there are a lot of people in the deaf community who regard their community as a legitimate one. They don't regard themselves as disabled, just different. And they have ways of coping with their deafness, and they don't think that their children will be really advantaged in any real sense by being able to hear. So I think it just raises the question of what is a disability.
So if we were to go for gene editing, I think it's one of those technologies. Maybe it won't be inevitable. We'll be seeing it used in all children here in Australia, but China, you can imagine why some countries might be drawn to the idea of making future generations more intelligent or healthier or happier or whatever that might be. Are we going to be able to legislate around some of these decisions, you know, whether we can make somebody smarter or taller or more attractive? Is legislation the way to go, or is it going to have to be a decision of personal ethics and personal choice?
Well, I think there would have to be some legislation, because if it's left to personal choice, what you could get is a kind of genetic arms race. You want your children to do well. Everybody wants their children to do well, and you will do whatever is possible, or almost everything that is possible within your means to ensure that, whether it's sending your children to a good school or, in the future, gene editing. And if all parents are doing that, well, then, of course, you can imagine that what might result is not everybody being happier and healthier, but there being some sort of competition that a lot of people are going to lose out on. So I think some sort of legislation will be necessary, but what that will be is, I think, very difficult to determine, particularly, as I said, there's not a clear distinction between what's just therapy and what's enhancement. And I think this is one reason I think the issues have to be discussed. We can't just leave this to legislatures or to experts. I think people have to be thinking about it themselves.
And again, it would seem that regardless of, you know, whether legislation is the answer in all countries, we're likely to see that arms race anyway, surely, given all countries aren't going to have the same legislation, make the same decisions in terms of what gene tampering can be done.
Yes, and I think that raises another worry. Most of the philosophers who are in favor of in gene therapy or gene enhancement are thinking about people making their own choices for their children. But if states get into the act, if they decide what kind of population they like, you can imagine that there could be a lot of coercion and unfortunate results from that result. So it could become a kind of race between countries, and I think that would be the worst result.
Well, Jenna, we'll have to leave it there, but it's a fascinating discussion. Really do appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you, Sean, and I appreciate being on.